You know what I'm saying? And something has to be said. I just couldn't continue.
I wonder if our listeners agree with that. Like, if your partner is not happy, are you not happy? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, if you're not happy, how can, I mean, that's the way I look at it. If I'm unhappy, how can you be happy? I mean, how can you be happy if I'm not unhappy?
I have an answer to that. Actually,
let me hear that. I'm curious.
You are now listening to the Girl Talk with Pops podcast.
My name is Ty.
And my name is Brittany. This is our weekly podcast where we discuss dating, relationships, love, sex, and life.
And we're bringing a father and daughter perspective that you haven't heard before.
He's giving you the male point of view that you've been missing.
No candy coating on this podcast.
If you're like me, you probably talk to your male friends or your female friends about this stuff. And you probably listen to other podcasts from couples about relationships and dating. But this is a completely new perspective.
That can only be told by us, a 51-year-old dad and my 31-year-old daughter.
It's rare for fathers and daughters to dig deep on love, relationships, regrets, life, dating, sex.
And though it's rare, it can be done. We've had deep conversations for years about all aspects of life.
And now we want to share those discussions with you.
Today on Girl Talk with Pops. What's going on, people?
Happy New Year!
I miss y'all. Happy New Year. Happy New Year 2020. It's going to be popping this year for all of us.
That's right. I hope everybody has a clear vision of what they want for 2020. Everyone is saying this whole 2020 vision thing, but I truly hope that everyone out there has their goals and their visions, because I think it's incredibly important to have a vision of where you want to go.
That's right. Incredibly important. But wherever you're going, just keep it positive, because that's where we got to. We got to keep everything positive with us. And that's my main goal for 2020, is to encircle myself with positive people, positive thoughts, and positive doings or positive activities. And that's what I wish for you all. But glad that we're back. Glad that you're listening again. Sorry we've been gone so long. Things have changed, but we are here, and Girl Talk with Pops will be popping all 2020.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on season two. As he said, all positive things, some new changes. And we're going to jump right into that right now. So new year, new you. You're like very happy and very busy. I would say the busiest and maybe the happiest you've been in a while. What's going on? Why is that?
Well, things have changed with me. You know, I was in a long-term relationship, which in last fall, and I'm trying to just get myself together and keep it positive and move towards a better happiness for me. I mean, you know, I'm sure we can go in detail about some things later, but just know that I had to make some changes for me that were good changes. And we just got to keep it moving now. And I'm going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because changes have to be made sometime. Everybody not going to like the changes that you make. And that's a fact. But you have to make changes sometime in order to bring yourself peace, in order to bring yourself to a place that you are happy. And that's what my 2020 is all about.
Great. Right. So I actually want to dig a little deeper on this whole happiness thing. And I think it's so fascinating for many reasons. But I think in thinking about this episode, I am realizing that everyone has a different definition of happiness. And that impacts our relationships, and it impacts our desires, and it impacts our expectations of each other and the people that we decide to be in a relationship with. So you're saying that you want more happiness, want more positivity, want more peace, and that you have moved on from a long-term relationship. But I'm wondering what happiness means to you. If you could like describe happiness in a relationship for yourself, what would that look like?
I mean, I'm going to tell you the biggest thing, which is huge for me, is just laughter. I need laughter. I need funny in my life. You know what I'm saying? I need my partner to be funny with me and for me. And laughter is like medicine for me. And I'm hoping that down the season we can talk about love language once again. And because, you know, I never really knew my love language. And now I think I found my love language. And we will definitely make this a subject for up and coming podcast. But really, it's laughter. And I have been laughing and I've been having a good time. And I haven't experienced this in a while. And that's nothing, say nothing bad about anyone. It's just I needed a change and I found a change and I'm rolling with it. And that's my truth.
I actually asked a few of my guy friends about this sort of love and happiness topic. And I think fun came up multiple times. And I think that's really, really interesting. I think, but the guys that I asked, they're younger than you as well, which I also think is interesting. I haven't gotten any great responses from, or I haven't gotten any responses from guys older, but I am curious. So if there are any men over 35 out there listening that want to tell us more about what happiness means to them in a relationship, then please reach out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. But I think it's interesting that guys that I've talked to or know think that fun is a really, really important piece of happiness in a relationship. There are some other things that they mentioned, but I want to give you the opportunity to tell me a little bit more about what happiness means to you or men in general in a relationship from your point of view.
I think fun, I mean, fun is a big word. I mean, because, you know, as I've said before, men, we are pretty simple. We are pretty simple. It doesn't take a lot to turn most of us on mentally, you know what I'm saying? And we just like to have enjoyment in our lives. I mean, whatever that enjoyment may be, because it's different levels of it with everyone. But we do want to enjoy our days. And I understand that relationships is work. And, you know, it takes two to tango and all of that. But if, you know, sometimes you have to realize that who you're with, you have to realize if you are or get to a understanding and find out if you are on the same page as far as your way of thinking and your way that you derive at your fun zone or whatnot. And you need that in a relationship. You need, especially to maintain a long-term relationship, you need to find a zone that you both come to that outside of paying bills and taking care of household that you all are having fun at. And without that, it's going to be hard. I mean, you could have a long-term relationship. You could be content. I could stay content in a relationship, but am I really going to a level that's going to make me smile every day? And that's what I want. I want to be able to smile every day and laugh every day and act silly. I mean, I'm older, I'm 51, but I still got silliness in me. I still got imagination within me. And you know, I want to experience an imaginative side of my significant other. And she would have, you know, she would have to be in that on that same realm of wanting to experiment, being imaginative, you know, bringing the inner kid out of each other. And that's huge with me.
I think that's interesting. I feel like the feeling of happiness and fun is more important to men than women.
I could believe that.
Like, that's sort of my read on this in general and like my own experience and talking to other friends and talking to guys especially and just reading about relationships and stuff. And it's always like the man saying that she didn't do things that she used to do, or she changed, or he changed, or something along the lines of like whatever juice they had before is no longer there. And I don't know if that is like the biggest sort of qualm that women have. Does that make sense? Like, do you feel like that's a far-fetched theory?
I think that's pretty much how it is. But, you know, I also think that, you know, when you're in a relationship like that, you know, I think if the relationship is right, I mean, because of course, if you have issues, you work on it. But I do believe that certain things, if you're with the right person, are going to automatically come out of you naturally. I mean, you're going to have a natural flow of love, of laughter, and all of that. I think it's just going to flow naturally. And when it doesn't flow naturally, I think that's when you have to, you're either going to work really hard and one of the two people are going to make a major change within themselves, or you're just not a good fit for one another. I mean, and sometimes it takes a while to realize that. But I think that in a relationship, things should flow naturally. I mean, of course, you're going to have, like I say, you got to pay bills, you got to work, you got to do all the hard stuff. But when it comes to if you are just in a room and the door is closed and everything else is locked out, if you're not laughing with one another, it's a problem. And that's not the way I want to live.
Yeah. But why does it take so long to figure that out? Like, shouldn't that be a quickish thing to be able to figure out? Or why do you, that's one question. But if it's not a quickish thing, then what do you think that either people can do to sort of get to that understanding sooner?
I just think some things just take time. Some things takes time to understand. People take time to understand each other. I mean, you can, you know, I've said before that, you know, a lot of people, including myself, you get in relationships because of, it could be a many things that you get in relationship for. But, you know, we as people, we just don't always look at the long term. We don't look at 10, 15 years from now, is this person still going to make me laugh? And today, laugh in 15 years like they make me laugh today? Or are we going to try to continue to evolve with one another? And I guess maybe that's what it really is. Maybe it's just the evolvement. You know, to be in a relationship, you have to evolve. You have to change. I mean, some things in some relationships, when you're young, when you're having kids, you all do evolve together. But if you're older in a relationship and you're already past the point of having kids, you have to find and create things that make you all evolve to keep everything between you anew and exciting and whatnot. And I think people just get content and they get settled and they just forget how to do that, or they just don't want to do it. Or I don't know, maybe that other person just don't bring it out of you anymore. I mean, it could be many of things, but I do believe that we as people, especially older relationships, that we don't look down the line far enough. Like for me, you know, looking down the line to 55, is this person gonna at 55 still evolve with me on, you know, or are we gonna evolve together on changes that'll keep our life exciting as it was 10, 15 years ago? And I know a lot of people get older and people age different ways, you know what I'm saying? And that's understandable. And I'm not saying you should up, jump, and leave somebody because you aging differently. But if you all are good mental state and good health state, you got to keep it exciting. You got to keep it flirty and got to keep it sexy and all of that. I mean, if not, whether it's the man, it could be on the man's part or the woman's part. Somebody is going to tap out. They're going to be like, I need more.
Yeah. And
this happens with.
Yeah, I mean, it happens across the board. Yeah, it happens across the board. I think one of the important things you mentioned is that things will change over time. And having a very short-sighted view of like who this person is today, or even what they like today, or their preferences today, it's really not a disadvantage, but it doesn't behoove you to do that because we are evolving, like you said. But it's so funny that you say, I guess you're, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you are saying that one of the things that you learned is that you didn't have a strong or clear long-term view.
That's fair. I don't know if she did or not, or, you know, everybody's view is different. Maybe we just didn't talk about it enough as time was going on, and maybe we did, and we just still couldn't come to the same terms on what we wanted from each other.
Yeah, that's fair. This whole long-term thinking thing is funny that you mentioned this, because I actually asked this to the guy that I'm dating, framed differently, but I essentially said, like, tell me what you want for your life at 100, because then I'll be able to better understand how you are planning to walk back from that and being in a relationship and being married and being and having a family, instead of just looking at like day to day, month to month, and even year over year. Like, this is fine, but your long-term view shows me more about your values and what you want for your life than like talking about next year, because we have this sort of recency bias to just think about right now and how that will extrapolate or transfer into the next 5 years. But we're not thinking about 50 and 60 and 70 and 80. So I'm happy that I asked him that, because it makes me feel that I'm doing something right.
That's actually good. And I think people should look further into the future with questions of one another and figure out, you know, some people may at 80 just don't want to do nothing. They just want to, you know, they might literally say it from like your age and say, well, at 80, I just want to be able to sit down in a chair next to you and watch TV, where I feel like, no, I still want to be doing, it's a lot of things I still want to do at 80.
Right, like I still want to travel at 80. And you don't want to travel, then like maybe this is not a match. Man,
I still might want to do a trampoline or something, anything, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying, you know, hey, see, I'm different. This is where I'm different. I see my energy level still being pretty high at 80. I'm trying to keep it that way until I clock out. And
yeah.
I need you to be there with me.
I hear you. I hear you. I think that's important. Being aligned is important. Understanding what love, not even love, but really what happiness means to the other person is also really important. Just aligning on those expectations, but the pure sort of usage of happiness in this word, I just think it's overused in relationships. Like, I don't really think that it's about being happy. Like, I don't think relationships are about being happy. But this is sort of related to the point that I made earlier in saying that I think that men sort of think that happiness is more important than women. And sometimes I wonder if I'm being cynical about this. And I think this is something that, I mean, I can be cynical about relationships. But when I think about relationships and what is important to me in a relationship, I think about being at peace with my partner and like no inner turmoil. I think about having joy. And joy to me means being light, finding light, like seeing the benefit of someone and having fun. I think fun is definitely important, but fun and happiness don't equal the same thing to me. I like wit. I like having somebody that's a little bit sarcastic like me, but I don't think about it as the pure like giddiness that I think men think about. But I'm also a very even keel person. So like my range of emotions, either happy or sad, whatever, it's really even keel. And some people have those spikes and they want those spikes. They're like, oh, I want that sugar rush. Basically, this idea of like a rush in a relationship, I don't think I've ever really had. I also, like, that's not how I view life either. Like, when I go on a trip and you know I love traveling, I'm not like, oh my gosh, this gives me a rush. I'm so happy. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so great. Like, I'm at peace. Like, this brings me joy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but everybody's different. You know, some people need a rush. Right. Some people just need that type of peace. You know what I'm saying? And that, I mean, you may not look at it like this, but that could be your rush. You know what I'm saying? You just experience it differently than people. And I think as a man, as me, I use me, not men, but me, I still like a rush. I still enjoy a rush. I still enjoy my blood pumping faster than it should. You know what I'm saying? I still get life from that. And I don't think that's going to ever change with me. That's just the way my body is set up. I like excitement. I like spontaneity and whatnot. And I need that. I need that. And I didn't really know I needed it until I needed it. You know what I'm saying? And now I look for that and I want it all the time. And see, I've lived, you know, I didn't raise my kids. I'm not having any more kids. I've done a lot. You know, I work every day. So I think, you know, I deserve that. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a person that is equal-minded to me and whatnot, or is on the same level as me, and not that my level is high or low. It's just my level. I'm looking for someone that likes to do things spur of the moment and not think about it. I don't want you to think about it. I just want it to come naturally and it happens. You know what I'm saying? And like with you, what you were saying, like you're going to want somebody that, you know, eventually that does want to travel and I think you do get a rush from traveling. You just don't get giddy about it, but that don't mean you.
But it's not a rush.
I don't know. I don't know if we.
Nah, but that's the thing. So the way that you describe.
Do you get rushes?
But the way. Listen, okay. listen. The way that you describe getting a rush, like this feeling of blood rushing, like that doesn't happen for me. Like I am literally the most even keeled person. I am just chill. Like even my happiness is chill. So no, I don't get a rush, but I get a sense of calm and I get a sense of peace. Like that is what happiness means to me.
I got you.
But I'm not like, oh my gosh, like, ooh, just this burst of energy. Like my energy is like not described in that same way. I would describe my energy as like bright and light and like flowy versus like energetic or not energetic, but like a burst of something. If that makes sense.
I got you. I understand. I just think they may be the same, just a different feel than how we are both.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different.
We're both explaining it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because back to my earlier point, people define happiness very, very differently. So I agree with you, but I guess I wonder if, and this is a question, I wonder if you. Like, would you say that you moved on because you didn't have that rush, or?
I would say I moved on because we weren't having that rush together. You know what I'm saying? We weren't, I'm trying to be respectful, but we just didn't see,
see
eye to eye. I mean, that's the best way I could explain it. We weren't on the same page with what we wanted. I mean, we could have, you know, I could have stayed in a relationship and been content for the rest of my life, but I felt a need for more. I felt a need for more what I consider, not what anyone else considers, but what I consider a need for more excitement and more fun. More laughter in my life, and that's what I needed. And you know, that's not knocking nobody. That's just me and myself feeling and what I needed. I mean, it's you know, and everybody needs something different. You know, like you say, everybody needs something different, and we just were in two different places. And you know, I just felt like somebody got to say something, because if I'm not happy, nobody's happy. You know what I'm saying? And something has to be said. I just couldn't continue.
I wonder if our listeners agree with that. Like, if your partner is not happy, are you not happy? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, if you're not happy, how can... I mean, that's the way I look at it. If I'm unhappy, how can you be happy? I mean, how can you be happy if I'm not unhappy?
I have an answer to that. I have an answer to that, actually.
Let me hear that. I'm curious.
So my answer to that is that, I guess the culmination of what I'm saying is that I do not believe another person can make you happy. Like, I do not believe that my happiness is dictated by the relationship that I'm in. And I think that it's associated with it, but it's not the pure decider of my joy. It's not the pure decider of my energy. It has an impact on it because it's the person that you spend so much of your time with. But I also know how to do things that make me happy, that still bring me happiness, still bring me joy when the guy that I'm dating is not really doing what I think he should do, or we're not doing it together, or there's misalignment, or we aren't seeing eye to eye on what we want to do.
So if you are, I mean, this will be different with everyone, but not seeing eye to eye on things, how long are you to endure this where, okay, you find a happiness on your own, but if your dude's not happy, how long do you endure this? How long does one to stay in a relationship that one person is happy, one person is not happy. And you're working on it.
But, I was gonna ask
but
you
that. But you're just not, you know, it's not happening. So what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you that because you were in a long-term relationship. But I think like everything that we are talking about and everything we talk about in this podcast, it all varies by person. Yes. It all varies and by relationship. And it all.
We need to make that clear because we're just talking about me right now.
Yeah.
Everyone. I don't want everybody just to start jumping ship. You know what I'm saying? Pop said this. Oh, no, I'm gone. No.
Yeah, no. I mean, yes, please take what we're saying with a grain of salt. We're only sharing our perspectives and hoping that they can provide some insight and just new perspective to your life and situation. But we're just two father and daughter who are like sharing our own differences.
And we're making the pathway for this new season. So everything could be anew and I can stay within my truth. That's the main reason we're talking about this. We're giving a little insight of what's been going on with me so we can continue our regular conversations with truth and without something going on in the background that you guys don't know about. That's how we get down.
Oh, this is so funny. Yes. This is so good. Because I don't even view it as that. I don't even believe that this is really context. It's like a continuation of the normal conversation, but the topic is really happiness in a relationship and how men and women view happiness. And you have perspective, right? And I have perspective, and I've asked other people what they think, and you have other experiences, and that's what we do in every show, though.
This is true.
I think that maybe you feel like you're being more open. I don't really know, but I think it's interesting you said that. I don't necessarily view it as a difference. I think that we are paving the way to like new types of conversations.
That's true.
But I think that this is still aligned with me sharing even my perspective and you giving me feedback. Like your last question was, so how long would I stay in a situation? Like
I mean, you are right. I'm just sharing what's going on with me. Some things are changing, but no, it's all good. Right, but I definitely get what you're saying. And this is regular conversation with us. I'm just providing our listeners with a little background in case I get into some,
I said new pops. I gave the headline at the front. I mean, yes. Things maybe, are changing. That's
maybe,
for sure.
Maybe my DM will start like
but that. I appreciate you being, pops underscore Gwen on Instagram. There you go.
Hey.
I was literally going to ask you a variation of that because I think there's some type of ratio sort of thinking that I would sort of consider when I think about like how long I'm going to invest, which we talked about last season, like invest my time in someone or some entity, some relationship. And I think that there has to be like clear signal, clear understanding. One of the things you brought up earlier was love languages, which we will talk about this season. I'm very excited to talk about that because I think it's so important. But having clear understanding of your love languages, having clear understanding values and what you want versus what the other person wants and how you see your life with them over the long haul, which you also pointed out earlier. I think it's important to align on those things across the board, understanding that like now is temporary. And I have been very conscious about not getting caught up in the now because this is not even really how I want to be living for my lifetime. So I understand that people change. And I just sort of think about the baseline of like what I want out of a partner. And I think about the fact that this person might not be the same person in 5 years. And that could be the case with anybody. So how do we align on those important things? And if we align on the important things, then I think it's worth pursuing and investing time. And if we don't, then I think you should get out as soon as you know that.
Yeah, I think just keeping the conversation up, I think people get settled, especially busy people, they get settled and they don't continue the conversation because so much more is going on in life with bills and, you know, family and whatnot. And you just forget about the conversation and it goes away for a while. But then something happens, you know, something, it could be anything. Something can trigger the conversation. And then you realize, hey, hell, we've been basically here for 5 years and we haven't moved. And when I say moved, I mean, we haven't shared or did anything spectacular with one another, or, you know, whatever your happiness is, we haven't experienced that. All we've been doing is taking care of business. And now whatever brought you to the question, now the question is out there. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to change to bring it, or, you know, bring, when I say bring it, bring whatever the excitement, happiness, or whatever is good, whatever word is good for you? Or are we going to just stay and be content with what we have now? And I say, if you need more, explain that to your partner. And if your partner doesn't reciprocate, then, you know, you have to look at something different, because maybe your partner likes the contingency, or if that's the right word,
complacency
of your relationship, and that's fine with them, and it may not be fine with you. So you have to not let the everyday struggles that people go through, you can't let that displace your goal with them, your 80 or 100 year goal with them.
I agree with that. You're triggering something I read about twice now. And it's this idea, and you can thank me for this too, for your future.
I thank you ahead of time.
This idea of having a State of the Union check-in with your partner.
Oh, is that why we did states and cities and the country had those things?
I don't know. But I think it's such a great idea to like take a weekend to be productive and like literally list out, like, this is what we want to do for the year, and this is where we want to go, and this is what these are the goals that we have. And then you set it in stone or align on it at some point. And then you actually have direction for where you want to go, instead of just being like, oh, well, I don't know. Wherever the wind takes us, that's where we'll go. You can call it a state of the union. You can make it a retreat or whatever. But I think it's super important to do that.
Let's say an anniversary, you know.
Yeah.
Your anniversary. Every anniversary, let's sit down before we go out to dinner. Let's sit down and talk about what's our plan. What's our plan for the year, and what's our plan for the next 5 years.
Exactly. And, you know, so it's like have fun, but also like productive. So,
I agree. That's what we all need to do. And I think it will be less problems instead of, you know, letting it hit you 10 years later and be like, this ain't right, that ain't right. And it'd be a whole list of things. You know, if you do it every year at your anniversary date, whether you're dating or married, do it at your anniversary date. And
yeah,
it's like realigning your whole relationship.
Exactly.
That's great.
See,
I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are quite welcome. I encourage everyone out there listening to also do it.
Oh, man. Hallmark needs to make some cards for that.
Or we can just make them. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right. We're on it. So you mentioned a few things that I wanted to circle back to. One is like sitting your partner down to have the conversation about how you all are feeling about happiness in the relationship, joy, whatever word you want to call it, whatever word you identify with. But what do you do to cultivate happiness with another person if you think they're not happy or if you're not happy? Like you basically said, just sit them down and say, like, you know, this is how I feel. Let's check in. But is it more than that? Like, can you do more than that? Should we be doing more than that?
I mean, I think it's just that you sit your partner down. I mean, and you tell them, you know, how you're feeling, why you're having this talk. And then even if you go point from point, you just, you know, whatever it is, because everybody will be different. But you lay out what is not happening in this relationship that is keeping me on board or keeping you on board. And you point out, you lay out the facts, you lay your cards on the table and be like, it's this, and this. And you bring it up and you all talk about it, bring up the next point, you all talk about it, and you figure it out or you don't figure it out. I mean, if you know what it's going to take for you to want to maintain and stay, I mean, your partner will have to be on the same boat unless your points are just not meant to be meant, you know, it's something outlandish or whatnot. But if it's something that is not hurtful and your partner can do to fulfill this space, and she would have the same type of points also, and you all have to just come to blows with it and figure it out. But you got to do it. I mean, it's got to be done. It's got to be said, and it's got to be said early and regularly instead of 5 to 10 years later, because then you're like, you're pretty much set in your ways. And I mean, you may look at something anew, but your partner would be like, oh, we've been all right all this time. You really haven't been all right, but yeah, I'm pretty content where I'm at. So this is the way it's going to be. That's why I guess you really have to make it an anniversary thing and always talk about it. I mean, if you want something, no matter what it is, it could be something outlandish, but if that's what you want from your partner, bring it to their attention and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to talk about it, because everybody has their different subjects of happiness. So whatever it is, bring it to your partner's attention so you all can talk about it and continue the conversation and see if you can both come to an agreement on something that will keep you together as a couple. And if you can't, then, I mean, unfortunately, you may have to part ways.
Yeah, that's true. I think the open communication and transparency is definitely key. I think that's a challenge, though, for younger people, honestly. I think my age group guys are starting to really be self-aware and really be vulnerable and share. But if you're 25 or younger, or 25, 26, 27, I don't really think those conversations are happening so fluidly. And I'm wondering, do you have any signals that women should be looking for when guys aren't happy? Like, what does that look like played out?
I just think
versus verbal.
I was about to say the communication.
Think back to your old self. Think back to your younger self.
You don't want me to think back there. I mean, you just have to. I mean, I believe that just like knowing what your woman likes, you know what she likes. So do it. So if I'm not doing it anymore, then something is wrong. You know, if I'm not bringing the same energy to
bring that same energy.
Hey, they say like the new saying, when this happens, keep that same energy up. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's all I want. I just want, that's what anybody should want. 10 years from now, I want you to keep that same energy up. You know, and I understand that age does play a part, but I'm 51. So I'm like, my energy level is still pretty good. So keep that energy up. Now at 70, maybe I'm different. And we may be having a whole different conversation on our podcast by then, but
we're going to have a show by then.
Hey, that's
full life.
That's life. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, adaption and change. We got to make change. Everybody got to make change. See, a podcast ain't going to do it for us no more in 20 years. So we're going to need more. And in 20 years, if you get married at 25, at 45, y'all, you're going to need more. You're going to have to figure out new things that's going to make your relationship stay exciting. And you know what I'm saying? And that's life. Everything's changes, and you have to roll with the changes, and you have to change in order to continue to make it in life and continue to make it in relationships. And I know a lot of people that stayed together. I done been with people that been around people that's been married for 50 years. And trust me, they're married and they're content, but the happiness, I don't know if they're completely happy. I think they could go for a lot of excitement in their life, but they're content because they didn't have these kids and, you know, grandkids now. But shit, people still need excitement, and people still need to be able to come home to or go out or whatever and get flushed with, excitement. I mean,
I think that's the thing, though. It's excitement, which is different from happiness, which could even be different from joy. But excitement is really, it's an emotion. You recognize it, and like, you don't have excitement every day of your life. You don't even have it every moment of your life. And I think that when people talk about happiness and love, they're talking about it over this broad range of time, which is just not actually sustainable for anybody. Like, you can't be in bliss for 50 years. Like, it literally does not work like that. So I think what you're saying is like, have excitement, like fan the flame so that you have excitement, so you have that spark, so the spark doesn't go out, basically, which I do think that's important. But I also think that it's possible to be with someone for 50 years and have that.
I believe that.
But you have to sort of, to your point earlier, which I acknowledge, is be adaptable, be open, and want to fan the flame and not be in a complacent relationship, because then you do end up staying in a situation that does not bring you joy, does not excite you, and is just not a welcome or warm place. But I really want to like harp on this fact that I, from my standpoint, do not believe that bliss is sustainable. I don't believe everyday bliss, that butterfly feeling, whatever, is not sustainable. But I also think about sort of going back to the state of the union. For me, I want edification. I want my partner to push me. I want to be a better person. I want to walk out my purpose. And even that's not fun, but that is like life and like what I care about. And I want somebody that's going to check me and be like, what are you doing? Like, you're not on your shit, basically. So that's an aside. But when I think about overall big picture of like, oh, happiness in a relationship, I don't really see it as happiness. I see it as excitement and fun, but I think it's later.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on the bliss part. I don't think every day is going to be blissful. I mean, that would be impossible for anybody to keep up on a regular basis, but I think you can have it once a week or once a month, whatever, you know, whatever you are planning. But, you know, some people get so content with things, they don't even have it then. I mean, I'm not talking about sex or this and that. I'm just talking about like, let's have a crazy night out where anything goes, or let's have or when we're at a certain store, let's do something silly. Or when we go grocery shopping once a week, let's do something silly at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's little things like that that keep you young. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's one way to look at it. It's about not young in age, but young in heart and young in mind. Even though we're getting older, let's continue to do things that make us feel like we felt at 25, you know, or at, I always use my 25-year-old fantasies, you know what I'm saying? But let's keep something going on that, you know, here and there that my 25-year-old and your 25-year-old recognizes. Before we had kids and grandkids, let's keep something, something exciting here and there, you know, whatever it is. That's where you got to have a conversation so you all can talk. You can make it a game. I mean, I'm just talking about something silly, and I can't name it, but it could be anything that you feel that is silly to make you look forward to something, just something kid. I ain't gonna say kid like, but just something, just the you need that flow. You all need that flow of energy, and I'm putting it outside the bedroom, and just something simple that a lot of people don't even do, that a lot of people don't take care of, just simple fun with one another. You know what I'm saying? And you have to find that within each other, and you all have to keep that going, for especially in these long-term relationships. You want to stay married for 50, 60 years, whatever it is, you got to find that. I mean, because otherwise, you know, you see a lot of people that's been married for 55, 60 years, but a lot of them not happy. And then, you know, and being on social media, I look at some of these relationships of these people that's been together 50, 60 years, they still feeling on each other's butt and just doing little silly stuff. I mean, that a lot of people at 40 just don't do no more, or 50, they don't do no more. They'd be like, that's not important, but you was doing that at 25. You know what I'm saying? So why should things change? You know what I'm saying? If you're still, right. If you're doing PDAs at 25, do it at 55, do it at 60. It shouldn't be no big thing. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go skinny dipping, do that. I mean, if you did it at 30, do it at 50, 60, whatever you want to do. I mean, if it keeps you and your partner happy and keep y'all going and keep you young, do that, whatever it is. But you got to do it. You can't just get complacent in your relationship. That's a relationship killer, is complacency. And I'm speaking for my own self. That is a relationship killer. You got to keep it exciting. You got to keep it young. Keep your 25-year-old fantasies going with your 55-year-old queen, for real.
All right. I hear you. But I have a question.
I hear you. All right. But I got a question. Go ahead, babe.
No, I agree. I definitely agree with you overall. But I kind of want to make a statement to get your feedback on. Like, do you feel like guys will leave if they're not having fun?
I think guys won't leave good relationship if they're not having fun. But I do believe that if they don't talk about it, which you got to talk about it, I think eventually that's where I think, unfortunately, cheating come. I ain't gonna say all cheating, but I think that's sometimes where cheating comes into play, because they're just looking for something exciting. So, you know, and that's why I believe if you are always, if you lay everything out on table and you got a partner that, okay, I see what you're saying and I understand that. So let's do this and let's do this. And, you know, she's like, okay, let's plan this type of night out, blah, blah, blah. Then you'll be fine. But if you never say anything, then it's just in the back of your mind all the time. And every weekend or every time you all are together, you got some real serious time. If that's not being met, what's in your head, then I think it just deadens you on the inside. So I think eventually you just die. You know what I'm saying? You just mentally die. Wow. You just die on the inside, man. So, you know, but if the relationship, you know, because a lot of people do look at it like, oh man, we got cars and we got a nice house and this and that. You know, we got all this nice stuff and, you know, going on, but you're really not happy. You got all the nice shit, but you're not happy.
Yeah.
And we all see that. We see it with celebrities. I see it with people that's making tens of millions of dollars. They're not happy. So if they're not happy, then I'm 100,000 air. I'm not happy. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring it. You got to keep the flow flowing. You got to, whatever it takes. I mean, you know, within reason to both of you, you got to do whatever it takes, and it got to flow smoothly. This is one thing that I've learned. If it doesn't come naturally between two people, then whoever is not coming naturally with, they're really not into you that much. I mean, they're into you. They may love you, but it's something missing that's keeping that naturality flowing towards you. Because if they got to try too hard or convince themselves or practice this and that, man, something ain't right. Because I do believe that if you're really into somebody, everything is going to come naturally. I mean, whatever it shall be, it's going to come naturally. You're going to do it without even thinking about it. I mean, it's not going to be no big thing to you. You're going to recognize when your partner feet hurt. You ain't even going to have to ask them. You're going to just start rubbing their feet because you know that shit. You know where they work at, what they do. You're going to just know it. Or if they need help at this store, you're going to just go to the store and do what you got to do.
I agree. But I also think what you're naming are sort of very practical things. And I think there is I don't know if I agree with the statement overall, like it'll come naturally if they're really into you, in the sense that like I could see a situation where like somebody is still, they could be all the way into you and not be all the way vulnerable. So not doing all those things.
But if you're not all the way vulnerable to your partner, who are you vulnerable to? I mean, if you can't be vulnerable with your husband or wife or your significant other, then there's something wrong with you then.
Yeah, but that's my point. It's not all that clear. So you can be with somebody and have other things going on that impact that person. Just because they're into you, they have a whole nother thing going on that just doesn't allow for them to be that. And it's like something that they need to figure out, but it doesn't have anything to do with the partner.
Well, maybe it doesn't, but in order to maintain a relationship with a partner, you have to be a full partner. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just giving all the considerations to the statement. Even all, but like, I'm just making some cases.
I understand. There are cases.
But no, I completely agree. I have one last thing to say on this topic, and it might be a juicy little cliffhanger. Maybe it won't be.
I'll decide.
I've been thinking about this a little bit. I wonder if you are speaking from a place of privilege, in the sense that a lot of what you're saying is like what a younger guy would say. And you're speaking from a place of not being married and not having committed to anybody for a lifetime, like consistently to the same person. And this is sort of related to your earlier point about people being in long-term marriages or people being in long-term relationships and long marriages and not being happy because of kids, for example. I think that kids are a real consideration when it comes to leaving a marriage.
Definitely.
But you don't have to think about that. Like, you literally, it's not a thought that even matters to you because your kids are grown. That's what I mean by like this point of privilege. It's just like very fascinating for me to hear because I have asked a few other guys that are married about this. And, you know, family does come up, but family is also something that they value and care about. And in any relationships, you have to choose your battles, but you also have to choose what's important to you. So if it's important for your family to be in one household, then you might sacrifice your quote unquote happiness because that's what you want. But that's a choice that people make.
I agree with you on that. I didn't know where you was going with that place of privilege, but I understand. And yeah, I guess with my life, I am in a place of privilege on that note. If I had kids with a woman and things weren't like the way we wanted to be, I could see myself staying because of the kids. But, and you know, and I'm not even saying that's right. I don't think that's right either, because I don't think anyone should stay in a relationship that they're not happy in. You know what I'm saying? In regard, and I'm going to take that back. I know with kids, you would consider more, but I don't know if you should stay in a relationship just because you're not happy, because your kids gonna always be your kids. I mean, that's not gonna change. I mean, some things may have to change, but that's not gonna change. You just have to work things out in a different way. But really thinking about it, I would not stay. If I was completely unhappy and we couldn't work it out, I wouldn't stay. Okay.
Okay, listeners.
Next show.
Would you stay in a relationship that doesn't make you quote unquote happy? Or would you stay? And if you would stay, what are those reasons that you would stay? I've sort of outlined mine, and we obviously have very different views on this. So we're curious to hear what y'all think on it. Find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook. And if you enjoyed listening to our conversation,
you can rate us on Apple Podcasts. Unfortunately, Android doesn't have a rating system, but you can rate us on our IG page and let us know how we're doing. Now, we really would appreciate more feedback from you guys, because we're trying to move into some different areas, and it all depends on people that listen. So if you're listening to us, you know, reach out more. Please share your feedback with us, because we really do want to take this to another level. I was really surprised at season one listeners and what I learned from them and how many people are listening. And I'm not gonna lie, I was shocked. I didn't think that many people were listening, but we had a good following, and now all we need is that following to express more to us what they want to hear, what they don't want to hear, you know, what's good about me, what's bad about me, what's great about Brittany, because there's no good, there's no bad about her. So, but I could take the bad, just bring it to me. But yeah, and share us with your friends, ladies, share us with your fathers, with your guy friends, with your brothers. We're just in this as a voice, you know, we're trying to bring a conversation that especially women don't have with their dads or with their significant others. Because this is evolving also, but this is like regular everyday conversation that me and Brittany have had all her life.
Truly.
Nothing truly is candy coated. Nothing has changed. We have these conversations regularly, and we just want to share them with you, and we want to share your thoughts on our podcast. So hit us up. We love you. Happy New Year once again. 2020 is going to be a great year for us all. I feel it.
That's right. Check us out next week. Thanks, y'all.
Peace.